Proclamation number 7624, dated the June 17th, 1960. Countless evidence of God. I make it easy for you to believe, if only you wanted to, for I furnish you with such obvious evidence of myself and my working so that you would easily be able to recognize me and consequently could also gain a convinced faith. I give evidence of myself through creation, through everything surrounding you. And I give evidence of myself through my word which rings out to you from above and is conveyed to people who are willing to believe. For the will to do so must be present first, then the human being will also be able to believe. The will to believe opens his eyes, ears and heart, and he will be able to see, hear or perceive countless pieces of evidence of my existence, because I will reveal myself to a human being of good will, because I will come close and make myself known to him. Hence no person can say that it is impossible for him to believe, but it is merely a lack of willingness, and no human being can be compelled. In the case his will is still utterly opposed to me, for the denial of a deity is proof that the person is still totally entrenched in the original sin, that he has not abandoned his past opposition to me, and then his will cannot be forcibly broken either. Even so, I constantly try to attract his will during his earthly life by repeatedly revealing myself to him in the most diverse ways, so that he can always recognize me by merely changing his will. Faith in me can be gained by every person, because he lives in the midst of my creation and the works of nature frequently affect him, which he only needs to think about. Admittedly, an opposing will always tries to find different explanations about the miracles of creation rather than the existence of a spiritually tangible creator of eternity. Yet as soon as his own will becomes less important, other thoughts will be able to arise in him and he can consider it possible for a higher power to be the originator and controller. And I will always endeavor to influence the human being such that he can achieve this realization. During the last days before the end, faith will continue to dwindle, and even my revelation will not achieve very much, precisely because of people's will, which cannot be coerced. However, I will not stop speaking to people from above, because my word has the strength to change a person's thinking if he allows it to take effect in him. For it does happen, albeit only rarely, that complete unbelievers hear or read my word and feel touched by it. However, every soul is important to me and I will not slow down trying to attract each individual soul. And by way of fate I also cross the path of people who do not want to believe, by allowing them to meet with serious difficulties so that they can turn to an overwhelmingly powerful being with an appeal for help. Yet I must always grant complete freedom to their will and therefore I can only ever aim to influence this will, which indeed will be done by my love and mercy for as long as the human being lives on earth. Amen.